shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over radio station WWCR 4.840 megahertz, that's transmitter 3, and 5.890 megahertz, that's transmitter 4, both shortwave, and also shortwave station WBCQ 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations have internet feeds, or you can go to our website, kingidentity.com, go to the radio page, and scroll down and you'll see the Listen Live link. If you would like to participate in tonight's program, you can call 877-924-7722. That's a toll-free number. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. 877-924-7722. If our foreign listeners would like to dial direct, since they may not have toll-free access, the number is 678-949-5091. On this first Sunday of the new year, we're doing our annual Good Old Days program, and my guest this month is an old-timer in the Israel Identity Message, one I've known for many years, over 40 years, I guess, and has been a friend. He knew both Dr. Wesley Swift and Pastor Bertrand Compre. He's now a teacher of the truth, along with being a pyramidologist. I've had him on the program before in that area. And I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Lee Jandiber.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your asking me.
Well, we're glad to have you. Why don't you start with your background of how you came into the Identity Message and some of your remembrances about the message back then, along with meeting Dr. Swift and Pastor Compre and so on?
Well, let me just say this. It was all my wife's fault. I was working as a computer programmer for Northrop Aircraft, and I was came to work one day, and here was this beautiful young lady walking back and forth. She'd come over and bring things over to my desk, and turned out she was a temporary employee, worked for a company called Manpower, and she would work for a week or two and then go on to other companies. Well, she just happened to get 2 weeks to work for my boss and act as his secretary. So I went to him and said, all right, who is she? And he introduced us, and I proceeded to ask her out, and she turned me down. And I said, why, you have a boyfriend? No. Well, as it turned out, she said, all right, but, I'll go out with you once, but you have to go to church with me. And I thought for a while, and then I said, all right. And I thought, oh, boy, I got one of these churchy gals, and I was, I was caught tooth and nail right then. And the next thing you know, why she says, well, it'll be Friday night. I thought, that's a strange night to go to church. Okay. So we ended up at the ladies Hollywood Women's Club auditorium, and the place was really packed with people. And this man came out and started talking, and his name was Dr. Wesley Swift. And he was Dr. Swift. Let me tell you a little bit about him. And his wife's name was Lorne, and they lived in Lancaster, California. His father was a Methodist minister. And if you ever do a search on Kingdom Identity on the computer, they tell all kinds of terrible things about him, such as that he was lived in the 1800s. Well, I know, Mike, you showed me one day when I was at your home that a book that where the identity message, here was a book that was copyrighted in 1865. That would have been at the end of the Civil War. And this book had the identity information in it. So, but these people are very confused. And, of course, there's a lot of enemy out there that's going to kind of foul everything up if they can. But Dr. Swift was not only an ordained minister, but he was a great orator. He could really, he spoke without any notes from the podium, and he spoke very rapidly. Now, he had a meeting every Friday night and two meetings on Sunday. One meeting that I remember, there was a policeman that had been sent as an undercover agent to report back to the Los Angeles Police Department, and Dr. Swift, invited the gentleman that had been sent over from the police department to spy on us to come on down to the front row so you can hear quite well. And so that man not only heard, but he heard the message, and he became a very active follower of Dr. Swift's. Now, he became a very solid helper and helped with his ministry and this sort of thing. Now, Dr. Swift also held Bible studies in his own home out in Lancaster on Wednesday nights, and most of us in the group that my wife and I and her family participated in would travel 50 to 75 miles one way out into Lancaster to participate. And 30 or 40 people crammed into his house, and we'd sit on the floor all over the place just to hear him. Now, in Dr. Swift's office, in his home there, he had a bank of 24 tape-to-tape decks. Now, these used the old 7-inch tape reels, half-inch wide. That was even before cassettes, which is what I used to use. And now everybody is using all these fancy internet things. So being 79 years old, I'm not quite caught up with them. Anyway.
Still, but a lot of Dr. Swift and Pastor Comprey's messages on the air off of those old 7-inch reels. I have to run
them through the computer
and clean them up the best I can and edit it and get them ready for airtime.
Right. You can get CDs and you can get all kinds
of
them. Right. And you have a tremendous number of those, I believe.
Yes, we have.
In his home, my wife would work with his wife and others with these 24 tape to tapes, and they would load on blank tapes. The original tape was loaded, and it took about 20 minutes to copy it and make 24 tapes. And so with 24 copies at a time, they sent out 1,500 of his Friday night meetings, which on Friday was always about the current news of the day in relationship to the Bible prophecy. Now, I've studied what he's done. It was really amazing how many things had occurred around the world that Dr. Swift could correlate in the Bible. And he would get letters and clippings from news sources around the world that our own news media and source here in the United States hadn't picked up. Many times, people in high places who knew what was going on in certain places or companies or governments or other countries were actually doing, and we here in America knew nothing about these things, and many times in Dr. Swift's Friday night meetings we'd learn about things that happened just weeks before. We could hear about the situations on our own news stations and in the papers weeks later. So over 1,500 tapes on Friday's meetings were mailed out. 2,500 tapes went out on his twice on Sunday meetings. And so you can imagine how long it took to duplicate those tapes and ship them out each week. So we had quite a crew working on that. Dr. Swift drove from Lancaster, California to Hollywood, California, and we held church, as I said, in the Women's Club Auditorium. That was about 75 miles one way, and he would stay in town. And on Sundays all day, because he had meetings at 11 a.m. and again at 4 p.m., and a lot of us would go to lunch with Dr. Swift and Lorne and between the meetings. Now, my wife, Kay, had her mother and father were active in the church. Her dad had always fallen asleep in the Episcopal church when they went before they met Dr. Swift. And he'd always fall asleep in church halfway through the sermon. But the first time my father-in-law heard Dr. Swift, he was so entranced by what he heard that he moved down to the front row to hear, and he never fell asleep again, ever, at a church meeting. So Dr. Swift was a fantastic orator, as I said. He made all of us feel like we were actually there in the Holy Land, living the Bible with our Father. He was fantastic. Anybody who really wants to learn the Bible and real truth will be well to order his tapes through you, Mike.
And we put his messages on the air. In fact, we'll have a message by him a week from today on the air. I might add that Mrs. Swift told me that the reason Dr. Swift spoke so rapidly was that he saw the words go before his spiritual mind and he was trying to keep up with them.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was pretty obvious by it. He would pace back and forth, and he never spoke in the first person to us. He always spoke about either about Israel or about you, and as though he was not part of us. But be that as it may, he was really something. Now, after that, now that I was indoctrinated, I proceeded to court my wife, and she got to tell me, she took me over to Bertrand L. Comperet. And Dr. Comperet had a church organization called Your Heritage in San Diego, California. But he would come up to Los Angeles and have home meetings there also. He was a he was an attorney, and he actually was a deputy prosecuting attorney in San Diego until he retired. And that was quite an experience, and he became really a mentor to all of us. I always look at Dr. Swift as a preacher, and I look back at Bert Comperet, I remember a teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was the basic difference in them. Now I've got a copy of a list of his writings here, and let me just kind of review some of them. I know you carry them, and people can order copies. One of them is The Great Masquerade, and then the next one is The Key to Prophecy, and then Israel's Fingerprints. Then he gets into the potter and the clay and what Jeremiah planted. And then there's one that's really interesting to me, and that is the America is a Bible land. And in that one, let me just quote what he says about the how he translates the 18th verse of Isaiah, our 18th chapter of Isaiah. It reads this way: Ho, or greetings, to the land of buzzing wings, which lies beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Well, you remember that the airplane was invented by the Wright brothers here in the United States. But at the time that Bert Comparé was writing this, translating this, this nation, even at night, because they used to work in a underground bunker as a computer programmer, and you could watch the aircraft flying over the United States all night long. The country is covered with airplanes. So he's referring to this land of buzzing wings, which lies beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Now, he was in Ethiopia, Isaiah was, when he wrote this 18th chapter. And let me proceed. That sends its ambassadors by sea in water-drinking vessels upon the waters. Well, we couldn't very well send our ambassadors by any other method until we had airlines. So from the time that America was started, we had to send all of our ambassadors by water-drinking ships or steamships to all the foreign countries. Then it proceeds, Go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth-shaven. Okay, the United States used to require in all our military, and most of our men were always clean-shaven. Now, why would you have to have all the men with without beards? Well, it's because nobody can grab a hold of your beard in the middle of combat. Now,
still today, most of our people are clean-shaven. You know,
that's very true.
There was the hippie era when they had a lot of beards, but for the most part, they're clean shaven. We have a caller from Michigan. You're on the air. We have somebody from Durand, Michigan. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear
you. This is Lee Janderber.
Oh, I apologize. I was called for information because I'm trying to hear the program on the computer, and I can't get it. I didn't mean I was calling for information. I apologize.
Well, that's fine.
I feel kind of stupid.
Can you help him out, Mike?
Yeah. Well, actually, here in a second, I can mute you, and you can just stay on the line and listen via phone. But otherwise, go to our website, kingidentity.com, you know, go to the radio page, and then you'll see a couple links from both WWCR and WBCQ.
Okay, what I have now is I have the links, listen on shortwave or streaming on the internet, and I click on the link, but it doesn't come up. It says okay, WWCR 1, 2, 3, and 4. Then it says Windows
Media
Player.
You can hear this program over both transmitter 3 and 4. And they have two links for each station. One is if you use Windows Media, and the other if you're using Winamp or an MP3 type file.
But I'm clicking on Windows Media Player and just double-click on it. and nothing happens. On the bottom it says, do you want to save WWCR3?
Yeah, sometimes that happens. It's not the best direct link always. Sometimes you can go straight, but just put save and put yes and it will work.
Okay, and then it says you want to open or open file.
And yes.
I've been playing with it, and I'm embarrassed that I'm interfering with your program. I didn't mean to do that at all.
Okay. Most of our programs are pre-recorded. The first Sunday is always live, but the best link for the pre-recorded broadcasts are usually WBC's Q's link, which is the second station there.
Well, like I said, I don't get to listen.
You can do the listen live, or you can just stay online if you want. I'll not drop you. It's up to you.
Yeah, well, it's hard to hear through the phone, but the wife and I will listen through the phone and give it a shot, and I apologize again.
Oh, that's okay.
Well,
thank you.
We appreciate you being out there, and if any of our other listeners would like to call, the number is 877-924-7722. That's a toll-free number, 877-YAWS-RACE. So we'd invite anybody who'd like to talk on anything. Our topic tonight is the good old days, but we're emphasizing what happened in the past here in the identity message with a guest who knew both Pastor Comprey and Dr. Swift. I did know Pastor Comprey, and one thing that impressed me was not only was he a great scholar, but that he was a real Christian gentleman, and you don't always find that. You know, some people really have personality problems.
Right.
So that's one thing that always impressed me about Pastor Comprey.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lee, and tell us some more about both of those men.
Isaiah 9:18 goes to go on with it. It's let me just start at the top. Ho to the land of buzzing wings, which lies beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sends its ambassadors by sea in water-drinking vessels upon the waters. Go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and clean-shaven, to a people terrible from their beginning onward. Now, that means people who were feared, because up until the end of the age started around September 23rd, 1979, we had not been we've never been defeated in war. And that's what that means. A nation measured out by lines underfoot. Okay, now the first law passed by Congress, signed by George Washington, was the Meets and Bounds Act, and that's the way we get a legal description of our land that we own. Now, in Europe, they still use, well, from this oak tree to the center of this creek to, in other words, they're not laid out the way the United States is laid out. And then to continue, whose land the rivers divide. I believe there's 38 rivers which divide the United States or our boundaries, to the 48 continental states. Of course, Alaska is separated from us, and the Hawaiian Islands surrounded by ocean. Then I read, at that time shall a present be brought to the Lord of hosts, a people tall and clean-shaven, a nation meandered out by lines underfoot, whose land the rivers quarter to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, Mount Zion. And if you look at the names of the United States, almost every state has a biblical name of a city or a county. And it's very true. But let me go on with Bert Comparé here. He produced one here that I like. Segregation is commanded. And it shows how that we are to be separated, being the true tribes of Israel. We are to separate ourselves from the other people of the world and not have children with them or make marriage with them. And this is, refers to Exodus 33:16 and Leviticus and Joshua and Deuteronomy and Proverbs and Psalms and Jeremiah. In fact, in Jeremiah, marginalization is a sin for which Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. I'm sorry, I read the wrong spot there. But Sodomy and Gomorrah were blown away for just exactly that. So he was a great training and a great teacher and a very gentleman. Now there was a third minister that I knew in Los Angeles. My wife took him too, and that was William P. Gale. He went by Bill Gale. He was a military man. He was an aide to General Douglas MacArthur in World War II. And during the following time that we occupied Japan and the Filipino islands. So Bill, being militant, he preached a militant in a militant way. And you knew exactly what he was saying. And he was also a learned man from, there were many, men who learned from Dr. Swift and Bert Comparé. They seemed to be, if you were going to say who is the father of the identity message, in modern times, it would have to be those two men.
I think it's undisputable that they were the two greats in our time. We have another caller,
yes.
Emily from Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Brian. I think this is my wife's got her name on the phone, I think. But I was wondering, I've listened to Comparé for quite some time, and I was just kind of wondering, where did he learn all this? Is this something that he came up with on his own? Did he figure it out on his own, or did he have a teacher back in his time?
Well, Pastor Comparé did study a lot on his own, and his wife actually assisted him with something like an aide in his law office, but it was biblically. I don't know if he was introduced by Dr. Swift, but he did learn a lot from Dr. Swift. And he was also friends with Gerald L. K. Smith. Both Comparé and Swift were friends with Gerald L. K. Smith, who knew this message, but he primarily taught in other areas. I mean, he taught the Jewish problem and so on. Lee, do you want to add to that?
Well, just just the fact that every once in a while you can read some of the rejected books. I happen to have one here that let me just take a second and see if I can find it. Kay, could you find that? Yeah, that.
While you're finding that, I might mention, I think most people know that both Dr. Smith and Pastor Confrey's ministries were turned over to this ministry as a successor ministry, but I do have the original notes and, well, the original master tapes and everything from Pastor Confrey. And it was his own handwriting on these original study notes and so on. So he did a lot of study, and he was known as a great debater from his high school days prior to becoming an attorney.
Oh.
Did you find what you were looking for, Lee?
No, not yet.
Brian, did you have a comment there?
I've read more. At one point in time, he had defended somebody. I can't remember who it was. Over some kind of machine or something, and they tried to prosecute him, and Comparé successfully defended him, and it sounded like, you know, all the odds were definitely in the prosecution's favor, and Comparé won that case, and I can't remember what it was or what it was even about.
Well, there was a matter of, I think it was Dr. Royal? They were trying to prosecute him and call alternative medicine quackery and so on, and Comparé did win that case. It slipped the top of my mind now. Exactly who the person was, but well, it might have been Rife. The Rife.
That machine. Sounds right. The Rife machine maybe had something to do with curing cancer or something like that.
I found this book now, and I'd like to read just a little bit of it. You know, one of the most important things that we teach in the identity ministry is that Eve was sexually seduced, that it wasn't just a apple on a tree. And there are a lot of the books, the rejected books. There's the Gospel of Timothy. I have a book here in my hand that is, let's see, this one is the Gospel of James. And let me just read a little bit to you. Chapter 13, "And her sixth month came, and behold, Joseph came from his house building." Now here is Mary, the mother of Christ, and this is what happens. "Joseph came from his house building and entered his house. He found her pregnant, and he smote his face and threw himself upon the ground on sackcloth and wept bitterly, saying, 'With what face shall I look at the Lord my God, and what shall I entreat certain concerning this damsel? For I received her a virgin from the temple of the Lord, and have not kept her. Who hath circumvented me? Who hath done this evil in my house, and defiled the virgin? Is not the history of Adam repeated in me? For just as Adam was at the hour of his thanksgiving, and the serpent came and found Eve alone and deceived her, so also hath it befallen me.' And Joseph arose from his sackcloth and called Mary and said to her, 'Thou hast been cared for of God. Why hast thou done this, and hast forgotten the Lord God the Lord thy God, why hast thou humbled thy soul, thou that was brought up in the Holy of Holies, and didst receive food from the hand of an angel? And she wept bitterly, saying, I am pure, I know no man. And so I'll just leave it at that. It goes on and tells about what that he was, or she was taken before the elders, and they made her to drink of the dust in the Holy of Holies, and it did not affect her. So they realized that she was telling the truth.
You know, a lot of the books, such as Jasher, which we carry, and also Enoch, explain a lot of things that are in the Bible in greater to a greater extent. Right. I'd like to thank Brian for calling. We do have another caller from Ord, Nebraska. You're on the air.
My name is Jake. I have a question similar to Brian's, maybe, that if there were a young person that wanted to be a Christian minister, pastor, clergyman type person, what would be the procedure you'd recommend for preparation for that type of calling?
Well, of course, we have the American Institute of Theology Bible Correspondence course, which to a great extent relies on the work of Pastor Bertrand Compre and also Swift and others. But I think study to show thyself approved would be the first thing, and of course having a calling. Now, a lot of people want to be ordained, and I know that there are some people who will ordain out there, but I take the viewpoint that if you're called by Yahweh, you're ordained by Him, and you're going to have listeners to your message. And if you're not called, all the paperwork in the world won't make any difference. So you may want to start, if you feel a calling, by studying, but also just by perhaps holding some meetings in your own home. First of all, I mean, a lot of people have homeschooling for their children, but I think home churching is even more important because it's so hard to find a church
Absolutely.
That teaches the truth.
Now, the Bible does warn us, says those who teach others are under twice-fold the condemnation if we mislead them. And, of course, there's a lot of people out there misleading the people. But let me tell you a little bit of my experience. When I decided to become an ordained minister, first thing I did, not set up a church under a 501c3. Because the minute you do that, you're in total control of the government. They can tell you how many square feet you have to have in the parking lot for your church, etc., etc. But you don't have to do that. You can be a faith-based church. And that is, you can teach whatever you want to in the United States. We are still a free nation, although that's becoming less and less the current administration thinks they rule this place. But
Is a faith-based church also tax-exempt church?
Absolutely.
Or tax immune? Okay.
Absolutely. You go down to your county courthouse, you record your name as a minister and the name of your church, and remember the page and the book that they'll give you that information. And every time you perform a wedding or a funeral or something like this, especially a wedding, you can put on the wedding license to make it all legal, the page and the document, the book where you were recorded as a minister. And that's right on the form. Now, let me give you another little warning here. I made a deal with God when I became a minister. I said, Father, I'll do all the weddings and everything that you want me to, but I don't want to do any funerals. So, just get somebody else to do the funerals. Well, let me tell you something. The very first thing that happened was a boy was killed on prom night, and he knew the identity message, and I was called by his parents to perform the funeral, and the entire high school showed up. 2,600 students showed up for his funeral. And if it hadn't been for my wife helping me put together a funeral procedure, I just don't make any deals with our Father anymore. Whatever he wants me to do, that I'll do.
We all have our calling, just on an individual basis, for ministering to somebody we meet who has ears to hear and eyes to see. I might say that you can witness, but they're not going to hear unless Yahweh calls them first to have the ears to hear and eyes to see, as I said. But we're all ministers, and he gives us different areas to minister into. You know, that's the reason we're here on earth, is to do our part to help bring in his kingdom.
I'm very concerned, Mike. People are not realizing that we've gone into the end times, and there's a lot of people out there that are just actually floundering, trying to find out who's in charge. You know, what's wrong? Why is our government so lousy? What's going on? And we have got to get to open their eyes to this truth. And it doesn't take, you don't have to be ordained. You don't have to be, all you have to be is called. And then you take and get copies of Comparé's writings and this sort of thing and start handing them out, teaching people, having meetings in your home. Rent some room to have a meeting and call everybody that's a right-wing, blue-eyed or hazel-eyed. Our people do not have, our people have colored eyes. There's a lot of question about that and debate, but I know that's true. And so just tell it. If they like what they hear, they'll say, hey, where can I hear more?
Yeah, don't worry about whether it's tax exempt or not tax exempt. We're called to do what Yahweh wants, not what the government wants. It's important
right.
to teach the truth. Tell it, as Dr. Swift used to say.
Yeah, go for it. It's exciting, I'll tell you that. It's the most exciting thing you'll ever get into. If you like to teach, if you like to show people things, you can just see the knowledge, their brain opening up to it.
Well, and as you alluded to, he'll take us a lot of times in directions that we aren't necessarily wanting to go in.
That's right.
I know myself that I was always willing to just help other ministries, but I saw some things that weren't quite right, so I decided to form a ministry that was the most doctrinally sound and most ethical ministry anywhere, and he always blessed those efforts. So you got to go by his leading. We're composed of body, soul, and spirit, The other races are composed of body and soul. Their body, the physical, is different. The soulish nature, which includes intelligence, is different. But the biggest difference between us and the other races is the spirit. And we need to tap into that dimension. Sometimes people strictly stay with the physical history of our race, and there's more to it than that. I know one thing, when I first came into the message, there was an attitude that we're the sons of Yahweh and we have the victory. And I love that attitude. And today there's a lot of defeatism out there, and I think we need to get back to that.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, one of the exciting thing is that there, there's another minister I want to mention. And that's, we're getting out of time here, so I want to mention him. His name is, he's up in the Northeast. And he's done a lot of writings, and they're very good. Clifton Anheuser. Mike, do you know, you have his address handy?
I don't have it handy. I know that he's been active on the internet and with his writings and so on. He is two seed line. You mentioned that that's a fundamental truth of this message. But there are some people that still have one foot in churchianity, and they don't distinguish between us and the satanic seed line. Some churches, like the Worldwide Church of God and British Israelism and stuff like that, teach that we're Israel, but they don't teach the other side of the coin, which is that there is a satanic race on earth, and the Jewish problem, we have a lot of literature on that, the seed of the serpent. Those of us who teach that are those who are persecuted, and of course the Bible says blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Anyway, M. Heiser is one of the teachers who's still two seed line.
Yes, that's another thing in that has split us. They always try to split us. Be careful, you'll have people come into your groups that are there for another purpose, and they'll try to entrap you and everything else. So
certainly the establishment media does the same thing. Well, we're at the end of the hour, Lee. Do you have a concluding remark? I'd like to thank you for being on tonight, but we're just out of time.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, and I want to say Yahweh bless the people that have called in and all the listeners out there, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you again. I'd like to also wish blessings upon all of our listeners. Yahweh bless.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidenty.com. COM. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.